Monday, 15th week, ordinary time, 1. Readings. First reading, Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. These are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob, each with his household: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All the offspring of Jacob were 70 persons. Joseph was already in Egypt. Then Joseph died, and all his brothers and all that generation. But the descendants of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply. And if war befalls us, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land." Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens. And they built for Pharaoh store cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel. So they made the people of Israel serve with rigor, and made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and brick, in all kinds of work in the field. In all their work, they made them serve with rigor. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, "Every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live." Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water, because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. And when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. Theme: people divide because they are afraid of the truth. In life, most people want to do better than and control others. Therefore, they are afraid when they see other people with higher positions or who are more successful than they are. Instead of learning the reason why others are successful, some people use wicked schemes and evil plans to destroy and harm those who are better than they. Today's readings give us some concrete examples which illustrate why people are discarded, were discarded and separated. In the first reading, when Pharaoh, the Egyptian king, saw the Israelites greatly increasing their population, he felt that his safety was threatened. So instead of encouraging his people to increase their rate of population to balance with the Israelites' rate, he developed a wicked scheme to destroy the Israelites. He made them work hard and even gave a decree to kill all the Israelites' newborn sons. In the gospel, Jesus warned his disciples that they shall be opposed even from their own family members. The reason for this was that people can't easily accept the way of the truth which Jesus demanded them to preach. Analysis, reading 1. Division happens because of fear. The Egyptian king discriminated against the Israelites. In the past, as well as today, strong nations always find a reason to fight with the weak nations, so that the latter ones must pay tributes or be slaves to them. In today's event in the book of Exodus is a typical example. Jacob's descendants were spreading through all the Egyptian land. God commands people to be fruitful and to fill the land of the earth. The Israelites obeyed God's command. They married and gave birth to many children. The patriarch Jacob had 12 sons. They were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun by Leah, and by Leah, Joseph and Benjamin by Rachel. Okay. The patriarch Jacob had 12 sons by Leah. They were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Then he had 2 sons by Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. 2 by Rachel's maidservant, Dan and Naphtali, and he had two sons by Leah's maidservant, Gad and Asher. There were 70 of Jacob's descendants who came to live in Egypt by the time of Joseph, excluding 4 members of Joseph's family who already lived in Egypt. When Joseph and all of his brothers passed away, the descendants of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them. The Egyptian king's fear. Like today, the Egyptians wanted to have birth control. But they were worried when they saw the Israelites having more births than they did. Today's passage reported, "Now there arose a new king over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, 'Behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply. And if war befalls us, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land.' The Egyptian king, like most of today's parents, thought he had a plan that was better and wiser than God's plan. He wanted both birth control and to safely govern others. Reality shows that one can't choose both. If one doesn't have enough people of his own race, another race shall take over his government. The shrewd ways which the Pharaoh used to control the Israelites. To reduce the Israelis' population, the Egyptian king issued the following wicked ways. The Egyptian king issued the following orders to physically mistreat them. He ordered to set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens, and they built for Pharaoh's store cities, Pithom and Raamses. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel. To kill the Israelites, a second order was to kill the Israelites' newborn sons. When the king saw that his plan wasn't successful to reduce the Israelites' population, he gave another wicked order to all his people. Every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live. Many people criticized God that he so protected the Israelites that he sent his angels to kill all the Egyptians' firstborn sons and to sink all their armies in the Red Sea. These people forgot about the mistreatment and the killing of the Israelites' firstborn sons by the Egyptian king and his people. Gospel. God's requirements aren't always in agreement with human interests. War and peace. The noun mekheran in Greek has two meanings, sword and war. The meaning sword isn't proper here. The meaning war is better, and it is opposite of peace. The question is asked by many, why Jesus, who is known as the Prince of Peace, according to the prophet Isaiah, why does he bring war? The answer is that God's thought and ways are different from human thoughts and ways. The world didn't accept the truth. The world doesn't accept the truth. If a person always speaks and lives the truth, he shall cause division at home. Not all members of his household want to speak and to live the truth. For example, parents prevent their children from marrying a Gentile because they are afraid that their children might neglect to practicing their faith. Parents may not want their child to become a priest because then they would not have any descendants. A wife doesn't want her husband to force their child to go to church because she may want him to go to a temple etc. In these situations, should a person be encouraged to stand for the truth which he believes, or be silent so that his family can be at peace? God's standards. Conflicts happen not only in thought, but also in the way of living of a disciple. Jesus demanded his disciples live according to the heavenly standards, while people only want to live according to worldly standards. Few examples shall illustrate this conflict according to today's passage. Jesus demands his disciples to put God over their parents, wife and children, brothers and sisters, while these people want to be put first. Jesus demands his disciples give up everything they follow, give up everything to follow him, because whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. While the social fashion advertises the way of life that puts the individual above all. Jesus teaches the faithful to welcome special people, such as the prophet and the righteous, so that they will share the same reward which they receive, while these people aren't always received by worldly people. Jesus teaches his disciples to help the poor, because when they do anything for them, they do for God himself, while worldly people only help those who bring profits for them. Application in life. We should have the courage to face and to witness the truth. Don't lie or go around and use wicked tricks to smear, seize, or destroy those who speak and witness for the truth. If we humbly accept God's truth and change our life according to his teaching, we are guaranteed to have peace and happiness in both the present and the next life. But if we are stubborn in our human thinking and way of life, we surely will pay a costly price, because nothing we try to keep secret shall not be displayed in light. Because nothing we try to keep secret will be hidden in the light.